Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And happy Easter to everyone out there. We're going to be here for another 3 hours to answer all your gardening questions. And I know some of you have questions, so we're going to get right into the lines. I got a bunch on there. So, Nathan, who's up first this hour?
Gary's in Minnesota.
Gary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. Hope everybody have a glorious Easter.
You as well.
I've got a question. Kind of let my garden go fallow, and then toward fall I get lazy and forget about it, and then it goes to seed. And it's been doing that for quite a few years now, and I want to revive the old garden. And I was wondering how does one go to kind of sterilize that soil again? Because it's bad for me.
Well, when you say the garden, what type of garden is it? Veggie garden or
vegetables? Yeah.
Okay. Now, and you try it. You said you started every year at the beginning of the year, and then you just kind of let it go.
Yeah. I plant a small piece, and then try to keep everything else around a disc. But then,
I hear you, little buggers.
They win in the end, and I
hear
just want to start over. And this time, I promise I'll keep it clean.
I hear you. It's not the easiest thing, right? But right. So there's a couple things you can be doing. Right now, obviously, you can get out there, clean it up, get everything cleaned up. I wouldn't recommend right now, by any means, rototilling anything. Basically, you know, you have all those old weed seeds. Everything that's there is on the surface right now. So we're looking to pull up and clean up as much as we can. Once it's cleaned up, or even if you can get some areas, I'd definitely recommend getting a soil test done. Soil tests are going to tell you what's going on with the soil there to allow you to actually be a little bit more successful, kind of know what you're going for, because we're looking for a neutral pH when it comes to a veggie garden. With a lot of the, you know, common vegetables, looking to be in like a 6.5 range. If you've kind of let things go when you haven't done anything to it, it could be in the lower sixes or in the fives.
Mm-hmm.
So by knowing that, that's going to allow you to know which fertilizers you need to use, because that's going to be very important to help everything be successful.
I think that makes turf in a lot of the seeds into the subsoil, so it's going to be, I think I'm going forever until I figure out how to sterilize the soil a few inches down.
Well, so you don't want to technically sterilize it just based on, because you don't want everything to not grow, right?
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
So if you sterilize the whole thing, you're not having anything grow there. And so that's why what I would really like you to do is, instead of sterilizing, add things to it, such as like a compost, manure, or peat moss, something along those lines. Those you can mix in. But what, like I said, I'd have you start by cleaning everything out. Then you can get the compost, the manure brought in and added to the top of the surface of the garden. You can till it in from that point, whether it be with a rototiller or if it's with a shovel or a pitchfork, something along those lines, because we're trying to mix it into the soil a little bit.
Okay. I'll tell you a silly story. That was a perfect garden when I first moved in here about 30 years ago on the farm. Mm-hmm. And I got the brainstorm. I put about 6 or 7 tandem loads of kind of fresh manure from the cows.
Yep.
I think that was the hugest mistake of my life.
Well, I think, you know what, the mistake on that might have actually been is not continuing to do it a few years later and a few years later. Because the cow manure the first couple of years will actually help through.
Okay,
and then it kind of...
Fresh.
Yep. Because the thing with a cow, they have multiple stomachs.
Right.
So the weed seeds don't get through as easily, so it's perfect for it.
Okay.
So I don't think that's the issue. I think what the issue was not continuing to do something else, you know, every few years. Okay. Because our gardens will do so much better with some compost in it or organic matter of any type. A soil test will tell you how much organic matter is in there. If you hadn't added anything and done anything for a number of years, it's probably going to be very low. And so by adding cow manure or compost, anything like that, peat moss, that's going to help the soil, and it's going to have that organic matter, which is what the plants are looking for to help them. They sell a lot of different types of bags of compost to add to it. The other thing I'd like to see you do is, you know, just a generic all-purpose, like a 10-10-10 garden food. So once you got the garden, you know, cleaned up, you've put whichever compost that you decide to put on top, sprinkle over the top 10-10-10 from Espoma or, you know, something along those lines. I like Espoma there. Theirs would say green garden food. It's a green package. It says 10-10-10 on it. It'll tell you, depending upon the size of your garden, how much you'll need to use. And so I'd sprinkle that over the top before you till everything in, and then you're mixing it into the soil. It's just going to help. It's, like I said, all-purpose. It's going to get everything going in there. And from there, you'll be able to build up the soil and start that way. I think that's the best way to start with it, and then continue to, water, fertilize during the season. You're going to have some of those weeds, obviously. Those are going to happen. But I think that the best way to do it is adding those soil additives there is really going to be where you're going to see more success from than sterilizing the soil.
Okay. Very good.
All right, Gary, thank you for the phone call, and happy Easter.
Yeah, happy Easter to everyone. Okay,
thank you,
Pat.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Guy is in Mass.
Guy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I start my flower seeds early in the year.
Okay.
They germinate with no problem. But when I plant them to individual pots, I use the 3-ounce bathroom cups.
Okay, yep.
And the egg beater cups.
Yep.
But they don't dry out when I water them. They stay moist, and I start to lose the plants.
Okay.
And there's no root system, and I don't know what. I've added perlite. I use a Jiffy mix, and I've added perlite to that, but that doesn't help too much.
Well, so the little cups and those egg beaters have like a plastic coating on the inside.
Yep.
And that plastic coating will hold the water in there.
Yep.
It won't really let it release as easily, right? And so what happens is the water sits in the soil, and it starts to rot the roots out because the roots don't want to just sit in water. So that could be part of it that's happening. They have peat pots that will actually, it's made out of, peat, and they're biodegradable. You can put them right into the ground, And they actually, you can notice when they're wet because they'll absorb some of the water on the outside, allowing the plant to absorb the water slowly. It'll dry out, obviously, as it goes. But that's the problem with some of the, you know, the other cups is it just holds the water in. Your root system just sitting in there is, just rotting away. And that's not something you want to do.
Now, the temperature down there is in the 60s. It's 62. I grow them in the cellar under the LED lights. And I have them on heating pads, but that's most of them don't dry out. Some of them do, but I've gone to steering the mix around the edges so it'll let some air in there.
Yep. That's definitely one way to do it, but you know what you could also do is on the bottom of those cups or the just make some holes in the bottom.
I've done that.
Okay.
I do that before I plant.
So I think just that plastic on there just holds the water for a longer period, and yeah. I think that's why you're having some issues with it. So if you could look to get into like peat pots or something a little bit with bigger holes on the bottom, that might do it. That plastic that's in there is coated, so that could be part of what's going on. Like if you were to look at like a six-pack tray, that is plastic as well, but it's not that like coated plastic.
Yeah, but I do have some in the six-packs, and that also stays wet.
Okay. You know what? Let me think about what else is going on there. I'm going to take a break. If you want, you can listen or you can hang tight with me. On the other side of the break, we can answer that a little bit more.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Drab watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Drab rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Drab, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at drab.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Guy in regards to his flowers that he would start early, and they just would never dry out. Now, Guy, you said you're using a heating mat, and you're also using like a grow light. Is that correct?
LED shop lights.
Okay. How often are you watering them?
As required, I try to do. You know?
What I'd like to see you do is definitely cut back on the watering. With the heat mat, that should be, you know, trying to slowly dry them out a bit. And then the lamp above it should be drying it out a bit. I'd like to see you, instead of watering, say it says to water every couple days, water once a week or a little bit later. Just push the waterings back a bit instead of continuously watering. The soil that you use, did you use like a heavy soil or did you use that light potting mix?
I used Jiffy starting soil.
Okay.
And I add perlite to it.
And that usually should be a good thing to do, right? Because that perlite's going to help with the drainage. So when you put the... did you water the soil before you started it?
I just got it moist, just so it would hold
perfect.
Together.
Yeah. Awesome.
But you know, so when I transplant the seedlings, I use a turkey baster to control the watering.
Yep.
And I've used the protolizer.
So I would definitely look at trying to maybe get some of the peat pots to help with that.
Yep.
But also going forward, cut back the watering. Don't water it as often. Kind of let it get to the point where it's a little bit dry so the water's not sitting there. Getting it into, full sun, if you can, is going to help with a lot of it. I know you're using the lights to help it go, but maybe if you can get it into some of that sun. We're getting warm days. Get it outside. Maybe that's going to help some of that natural sunlight to help dry it out a little bit easier. Even
what
with some of the... Go ahead.
What do you recommend for the hardening off of the plants?
So definitely taking it out once the temperature is above at least 36, 37. I like to be in the 40s myself, but above 36, 37, get it out there for the day. And when the temperature starts to drop at night, bring it in.
Okay.
And what you'll do... What you'll do is
keep them out there for an hour and then take them in and progressively.
So today the temperatures are going to be in the 60s, right?
Yeah.
Today would be a perfect day to get it outside, right? Take a look at the temperatures. If the temperatures are going to get in the 30s overnight or whenever they're going to get it, start to bring them in. Like I'm looking at highs tonight in the high 40s. So it might actually be all right to leave outside with it. The one downfall of all this is there's going to be some wind gusts.
Yeah.
So that might actually make it a little colder. But the idea is getting it outside, used to the temperatures, bringing it in at night, and then the next day do the same and leave it out a little bit later and start to do that. But the temperatures are going to be what does it. Just based on what I'm seeing later on in the week, like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the lows are going to be low 30s. Overnight. So I'd definitely not leave them out overnight, and I'd start to bring them in. I use a weather app called AccuWeather on my phone. One of the reasons why I like it is it actually does an hour by hour what the temperature's supposed to change for a bit, and so I'll be able to tell towards the end of the day when it's going to go down. And I use that for the plants, you know, at the nursery. If I know that it's going to drop below a certain point, I'll know to try and get them away earlier. And that's the same thing you're looking to do with hardening them off, okay?
Okay.
So
should I be using a fan now while they're in the house?
I wouldn't use a fan. You don't need to do that by any means. I think just following some of these steps is going to help you. Upgrading to those Jiffy pots, they're very inexpensive, biodegradable. So once you get them into the garden, you can just pot them right in there.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, my next question, if I may, is when we put the insecticides down on the lawn,
yep,
is that bothering the worms?
It shouldn't. It would it would depend on the insecticide that you use. So that would be something to look at. I got to go to a break here. I hate to cut you off here, but I'm going to be right back. If you want, hang tight, and we'll answer that afterwards. We'll be right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Across the globe, over 100,000 people have now died from the COVID-19 virus. In the United States, the death toll is 18,000. According to Johns Hopkins University, there are 500,000 people infected with it here. Weighing in on those numbers, President Trump says at this time he won't lift the federal safety guidelines. But he has announced an opening the country task force.
You open up, could lead to death, and you're right. But you know what? Staying at home leads to death also. And it's very traumatic for this country. But staying at home, if you look at numbers, that leads to a different kind of death, perhaps. But it leads to death also. So it's a very big decision. As I say, it's the biggest decision I'll ever make.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Just want to finish up what we were talking about at the end of the call with Guy. Insecticides, do they kill earthworms in the lawn? There's only one really that I know about that does actually slow down the process, and that would be 7. Everything else is usually fine to do with it, so I think you're going to be fine with it. Just wanted to throw that out there. Now, we do have a bunch of calls on the line. I apologize for having you guys wait, so I'm going to get started with it. Who's up next, Nathan?
Alice is in Cape Cod.
Alice, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. I turned my soil over in my garden the other, and I don't have any worms. And I was thinking, well, that's not a good sign, is it? There aren't any worms?
Well, so, you know, you want earthworms, obviously. The more earthworms you have, the better the soil is. So what does that mean? It means that you need to add something to the soil, some sort of compost, some sort of additive. It means you've probably run out of all the extra additives that are, or, you know, you just don't have enough of it in there.
Right.
So,
yeah, my soil does seem to be dense.
Well, so that could be another thing, having it very dense and hard-packed.
Yeah.
Sometimes hard for them to get through, right?
Yeah.
So this would be a time that I would definitely recommend doing a soil test.
Yeah.
To see what's going on in there. But, if you send that out while that's going, I would definitely add compost, whether it be, you know, cow manure or peat moss or a leaf-based compost or a lobster compost or any type of compost is going to help it.
And how deep does that get pushed in?
To be honest, a lot of people put it as like a chop dressing or as they're planting, mix it into the soil that goes around the plants. So what you could do now, because, you know, some of the product you're not going to be planting outside yet.
Right.
I'd get that compost, spread it over the garden, let it kind of sit on the top. What's going to happen is, you know, we'll get rain, we'll get the elements happening, it will slowly move into the soil and seep into the soil.
Okay.
You could also, since you said you already turned it, it's going to be a little looser, right? Yeah. So you could put it right over the top and just take like a pitchfork and almost like spin the soil with the pitchfork. Instead of digging down, kind of spin it so it's like turning it like a blender does.
Okay. I wanted to improve my soil, so I ordered some soil. And I got 3 yards sitting in my yard. So can I just throw that on top or do I work it in?
So what's going to happen is just, you know, long-term.
Loam, that's what it is.
Long-term, you would need to work it in. But short-term, that loam or loam, however, everybody says it different, will be good for the soil because a lot of places are going to send it to you with a neutral pH. They're going to be in the 6.5, so it's going to be great. But what's going to happen is, long-term, that's going to not be there because your existing soil plus the new soil are going to balance out.
Okay.
So knowing what's going on underneath now, then adding the soil on top of it and mixing that together would be beneficial.
All right.
So I'd look to do, you know, a top dressing of an inch or two first.
That's not much.
Well, at first, right?
Yeah.
Do you have a rototiller or were you doing it by hand?
I'm doing it by hand.
So the reason why I say an inch or two at first is because by hand, if you were to put all of it on top, you know, say it ends up being 6 inches, 8 inches, you're not going to be able to mix it as easily.
No, I wouldn't do that anyway.
So you could do a couple inches on top, mix it in. Yeah. Then do the next couple inches, mix that in, so that you're slowly mixing it in to make it easier for yourself.
So you're saying 4 inches it should go in then?
Well, you can use whatever you have.
Okay.
I'd use all of it to add to it. But the idea is to make it easier for you to mix.
Okay.
Just do a couple inches at a time.
I get it.
So that you're not putting like 8 inches of soil on top, and then when you mix it, you're only mixing that 8 inches. You're not mixing any of the existing soil.
Okay.
What I'd also like to see you do, just to help out for the season, use like an all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10 from Espoma. Mix that in about halfway through mixing all that soil to the, you know, the new soil you're bringing in into the garden.
You mix it halfway what?
So what I would do, you're going to bring in 8 inches total onto the top. So after you've mixed 4 inches of soil in, then put that 10-10-10 on.
And where do you get that?
You can get that at a local garden center. It's an Espoma product has it. It's called Garden Food. It's just an all-purpose fertilizer. You're looking for the granular type. So you put that on the soil, put more soil on, then start to mix that.
Okay.
That's going to make it so it's active in the soil to get stronger for you. It's also going to help with nutrients that are in there and bring it a little bit stronger that way. So definitely adding as much as possible of that loam that you have, but mixing that at the same time is going to make you more successful.
Okay. Now, I'm good at planting strawberries down one end of it. Is that situation going to be fine for strawberries?
It should be fine without an issue.
Okay, great.
They love the, you know, organic matter.
Okay.
Or compost. So adding any compost that you could to the soil would be great. A lot of people, what they'll do is, so you'll bring in the soil, you'll mix it in. But then in individual plants, they'll take some compost and mix it with the existing soil and put it around the plants.
All right,
you don't want to do too much of the compost. That's why you kind of want to mix it before you put it in there.
Right.
But that's the way I would do it, to give it a little bit something around the plant itself.
All right, very good. All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, Alice, have a great day and happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we have a lot of calls online. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Paul's in Manchester.
Paul, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Kirk, thank you. Hey, I started some tomato plants, some seed. And they're about 2 feet high right now. They're in 6-inch pots.
Okay.
And while I was waiting for you, my question was, is there anything I could do to get them to encourage them to blossom?
Okay.
Well, while I was waiting for you, I spotted two of them. So that brings me on one plan, but that question still remains. And another question, somebody told me that the first couple of blossoms you're supposed to pick, and that's not true, is it?
Well, so what happens with plants? They want to go to seed, right? And by going to flower, they're going to their seed, going to produce their fruit, right? So
right.
The idea behind that idea is you want the plant to keep growing. And if you take off some of the blossoms, it's going to still promote more growth to get it taller and bigger. So that's the idea behind it. If you're looking to get those blossoms now, you know, don't do anything to it.
Okay.
There is a product, though, to help produce more of the fruit once the flower starts happening. There's a couple things you can do. So to produce more flowers, now that it's flowering, your plant is starting to show some of those flowers, you're going to want to use a product, a fertilizer that has a heavy middle number. A lot of times okay. They'll call it Bloom Booster. Okay, it's got that middle number that's going to be higher than everything else. It's usually like people use it for a starter fertilizer for their lawns. You'll see it very high. But what you're going to want to do is get that in there now that it's starting to blossom, and it will actually help promote more blossoms
awesome.
For it. Okay, now when the... When it starts to blossom, there's a couple things you can actually do to get it growing quicker and getting more fruit. You can actually pollinate it for yourself instead of waiting for it to be pollinated. There's product out there. I'm trying to find it as we speak, the exact name of it, but it's like a tomato spy. What it does is it's a spray that you spray into the blossoms, and it helps pollinate quicker for you. It helps produce more of the blossoms as you're going. Again, I think it's called tomato spy.
Okay.
Or tomato set is what it could be. It comes in like a little bottle, almost like a hairspray bottle.
So a garden center would know what I was asking.
A garden center would know exactly what you're looking for.
Okay.
But that's definitely going to help with it. Okay, it's called Tomato and Blossom Set Spray.
Okay, great.
Okay, so it actually will help make blossoms set during like the poor weather, or just help it do it quicker, and you'll get more tomatoes on it.
That sounds great. I got one other quick question.
Sure.
When's the quickest you can plant crocuses for next year? I mean, earliest.
The earliest? So you want, with a crocus, you want them to have a cold period to go into the dormancy.
Okay.
So, I mean, later in the year is the way to go with the crocuses.
Okay.
You need to have that dormancy period for it, so it has that time to rest and then rejuvenate and come back for you in the spring.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Paul. Good luck and happy Easter.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. That's some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Jane is in Lowell.
Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi there, Patrick. This is Jane.
Good morning.
Good morning. I have some questions about my clematis.
Okay.
And how to prune them. I have a Jack Manny, which looks like it's doing really well. It's got masses of new growth. Pruning it's a little tricky because you can't tell where one stem ends and one begins. I have a Belle of Walking, and last year was the first time it really flowered nicely. But when I'm looking at it, it's got one stem coming out of the ground. So it's quite long, and, you know, the stem is cracked and frayed and just one stem.
Yep.
And I have another one. I had just moved it the beginning of last year, because it really wasn't doing well. But now this year, it's got lots of new growth on it. It's about maybe 3 feet high,
and that had one flower on it last year.
Okay.
So I have no idea how to prune these.
When have you pruned it in the past?
No, I haven't.
Okay. And so there's a couple ideas behind pruning clematis. The way to really look at it is there's two times of year to do it. You either wait till after it's finished flowering. In your case, you only had a couple flowers. So, but it's usually in the fall or early winter. I'd say early winter we might consider around here like November.
Yeah.
That would be a time to do it. Or late winter or early spring, right before it's starting to sprout the new growth. Now, you said that it's already started to sprout all the, its growth, and it's about 3 feet tall on
right,
one of them?
Right. Yeah, that one there, it's got some nice new growth on it.
Okay. What I want you to do is hang tight with me. We're running up against the break here. I want you to hang tight. On the other side of the break, I'll give you some ideas of how to prune it, what to do to prune it to make it a little bit stronger, and build it into something that's going to be bigger for you. So hang tight with me. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off. Get a jump on lawn weed control this year with Weed Beater Ultra from Bonide. Bonide Weed Beater Ultra is the ultimate systemic broadleaf lawn weed killer. It will kill more than 200 difficult to control weeds right down to the roots in just one application. Weed Beater Ultra kills your lawn weeds without harming your lawn grasses. In 24 hours, you'll start seeing results. Unlike other brands that require temperatures of 65 or higher to work, Weed Beater Ultra works fast in temperatures as low as 45 degrees. That's Weed Beater Ultra.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Now with orders to stay home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, we were talking with Jan in regards to her clematis and pruning it. Now, so, like I had said, there are two times, late fall, early winter, or late winter, early spring, before it really starting to sprout new growth. So what you would do is you cut the vine back to about 24 inches from the ground. Okay. Anything that was left from the year before. The Jack Mani blooms on new wood, so it's going to be on that new growth that's on there. So having some of the old branches, it could be one of the reasons why it's not blooming for you. Okay? So that's why you want to do it early. It can, you know...
Do you think it's too late now?
I don't think so. How much growth... you said 3 feet tall at this point?
Well, yeah, that one there is about 3 feet. It's the bell of walking I'm really worried about because it's only got one stem, you know, it's just one very, you know, it's tall and it flowered well last year, but it's only got one main stem.
Okay.
It's quite long. Can I cut that one to 24 inches at this point?
I would definitely to do that to about 24 inches to try and get that going. I'm trying to think here. So the Jack Monty one, grows on the new wood. You said it was the Bell of Walking?
Right.
Okay, I'd have to look into that one. I think the Bell of Walking, the Bell of Walking actually comes from the previous year's stems. So some of them, you know, are opposite. So the Jack Monty you need to prune yearly. The Bell of Walking is one that you would prune after it flowers.
Okay.
So to get it to be growing like that. So this year with the Bell of Walking, you would need to wait for it to bloom at this point before you would prune it.
Okay, and then I should prune it really hard, just down to about 24 inches at that point. In maybe late fall.
Well, so the Bell of Walking has like the two blossom periods during the season. You could prune it back, but you can actually prune it back after it blossoms the first time to encourage that rebloom in the fall. Okay.
Okay.
So that way you're getting the two flowering seasons out of it. And at the end of the season, that would be one where after it flowers, once it's done flowering in the fall, that's when you could prune it. I wouldn't prune it back harsh all the way to the ground, but you could probably do that 24 inches again to keep it going. But the thing about it is you need this year's growth for next year to get the flowering. So by not, you know, pruning it or doing anything along those lines that you've done this year, it should work out well for that clematis this year. Whereas the Jack Monty, you want to prune each year.
Okay.
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 So, but one thing that you can do during the season is get rid of any of the damaged branches, any of the branches that, you know, with any vine, sometimes they'll bend and they'll have like a bend in the vine part where it's weak. So even if you try to stand it up, it's just going to fall down. Some of those I would cut back during the season. Any damage during the season, cut it back to help it grow stronger and bigger. If you're looking for it to stay spread, you know, that would be one where I wouldn't just like hack it back or shear it back. It would be one where you want to kind of let it get to a certain size and then prune it accordingly, like a third versus pruning it harshly at the end of the season or in between flowers. So that, you know, it's going to depend on what you're looking to do with it. But again, the Jack Monty you can prune every year for it because it will bloom on new growth, whereas the Bell of Woking or Walking will be on last year's growth. So you're going to need to prune only after it flowers.
All right. I'm going to give that a try. Maybe I can get it a little more bushier and
great.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.